Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you some really great guests. Many have overcome challenges. Guests who are going to inspire you, and guests who are going to share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, with the holiday season coming, I have a gift for you. If you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, sign up for my free newsletter. And when you sign up for that newsletter, you're going to get 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that are going to help you to get through the holidays, as well as it will help you to take a step forward in your life. And that you'll, you know, get to a point where you've created the life exactly how you desire it. So check that out. Go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and make sure you sign up for the free newsletter, and that's when you'll get them. Okay? So now, if you're looking for hope, inspiration, and empowerment, pick up a copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And if you live in the Westerly, Rhode Island area, you can get the book from our radio station, WBLQ, or you can get it next door to the radio station at this wonderful cafe called Van Ghent Cafe, and they're both located on High Street in Westerly, Rhode Island. Now, if you purchase the book from the radio station or from the cafe, portion of the sales are going towards a wonderful foundation called the Netta Foundation. Now, Chris, can you share with everybody briefly what the foundation is about so that, you know, this will show that the listeners that they are helping others when they're purchasing this book?
Absolutely. Mark Sullivan, who most folks who listen to WBLQ know, he's a host here. He hosts the morning show a couple of days a week and does his own show on Monday morning. His daughter, who I believe was about 5 years old back in May, unfortunately passed away. It was because she had an epileptic seizure that was, I guess, a result of a certain type of autism that she had, and her name was Netta. So Mark Sullivan created a fund called the Netta Fund. So basically the money that goes to the Netta Fund will help other families who are in similar situations to help them out with children who are in need, you know, need of this facet. And unfortunately, in this case, Netta lost her life, but there are ways to prevent this. And that's why the Netta Fund was created, and that's exactly what it is.
And there's, you know, it's kind of shocking when you learn of, like, when Mark was sharing with me the costs that are involved just for, like, daycare. You know, things you don't think of when you have a child with a condition. And the funds, you know, these foundations are going to help, you know, the families in this place. And Chris, he was also telling me that this foundation will also help the siblings of these kids go to college and university.
Yes, there are really a lot of great places where this money is going. And it's in its infancy stages. It's something that he just started shortly after his daughter's passing. Really, we're only talking maybe 5 or 6 months of existence, but in the short amount of time, I mean, it has gained awareness, and now, you know, they're starting to make some noise with it. So every little bit helps, and both Mark and I think that you are extremely generous in being able to do this with the sales of your books, and thank you so much for that, Sue.
Well, you know, I think that's what life is all about, that, you know, if we have something that we can help somebody else with, that's what it's all about. And listeners, if you're listening to this, I really encourage you, you know, to call our radio station. Chris, we didn't talk about this ahead of time. I hope you don't mind if they call you.
Well, we were talking off air about spontaneity makes the best radio, so this is working out fine.
So can you share with our listeners, if they want to get the book from the radio station, what number do you want them to call?
Well, all they have to do is call 401-322-9091, which coincidentally, the 800 number that you give out on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, that number, during the hours that you're on anyway, are forwarded over here to that very same phone number. So the 1-800-930-2819 will also get you in touch with us while Sue London is on the radio.
Okay, perfect. So, folks, help me help Mark and the Netta Foundation and all those families out there that are struggling with, you know, the challenges they're facing with their child or children. Chris, how are you doing since Ross and I have left Westerly?
Well, I'm going through some withdrawal, and I will not tell the listeners that I'm actually swallowing food as I'm talking to you. We'll just not – we won't share that with the audience.
Okay, we won't share that. Folks, last week I was down in Westerly, Rhode Island, and I was down at our radio station, and we met so many great people. And I was saying to Chris, I'm going through withdrawal because – and my husband, we're having a hard time cooking breakfast because we were used to being at the Villa Bed and Breakfast, having it brought to us each morning. So we're ready to come back. So, Chris, you and I have got to talk some more about, you know, me coming back down so we can say hi to everybody and share more hugs. So,
and we'll do more Italian food on a night out. And I don't care if you gain 3 pounds, it's okay, Sue.
Oh, okay. We were supposed to discuss that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, we'll have to edit that part in the show.
We'll edit that part out.
Yeah, there you go. Chris, how do you find with the holiday season? How does it affect you, you know, the rushing around, the going in, doing Christmas shopping and that?
Well, I think it is definitely a bit more stressful this time of the year. And sometimes it takes away our focus or grounding, if you will. As to where where our minds really should be this time of the year, thinking about. I mean, it is the season, as they say, the season of giving, but also, you know, to remember, you know, who we are, and whether you're Christian, whether you're Jewish, whether you're, you know, whatever faith you are, it's how I think it's all about how we treat others. And, you know, there is a lot of hustle and bustle this time of the year, but I think everybody needs to take a deep breath and step back and, you know, think about what it really means.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've got a really great show tonight, and we're going to be talking about coping with the holiday season energy, because I know a lot of people, you know, are sensitive to energy and they feel that. So, Chris, you and I are also going to be having a psychic reading tonight. So eat your food now, because I bet you that Bonnie's going to give you a different message after that. So without any more about going on about my eating and my weight and Chris eating. Folks, I want you to know that this show tonight, we do have on a very special lady. She's a very dear friend of mine. She's an internationally known psychic, and her name is Bonnie Christina Ross. Christina Ross is a gifted psychic medium, and she has been supporting countless numbers in her thriving business that's called Divine Light Within for over 25 years. Her optimistic approach to her readings will leave clients feeling hopeful, enlightened, and guided on their positive life path. When Bonnie does a reading, she combines the art of palmistry, psychometry, medical intuition, and aura readings and tarot cards, and she delivers an impactful life-changing messages. Now, I have experienced these messages, and I have to tell you, if you're going to have a reading with anyone, you got to have them with Bonnie Christina Ross. This is, I cannot say it so strongly enough, that this is the girl that I trust to give me a reading. And this is the only girl that I would allow to give me a reading. So that tells you quite a lot. And she happens to be a really good friend of mine. And when I need a butt kicking or butt kick in the butt, she brings it on, but in a loving way. Now, you can learn a lot more about Bonnie at BonnieRoss.com. That address is Bonnie, BonnieRoss.com. So there's a lot more information there about her, but we want to get her on the show. So check her out there. Now, Bonnie, you've waited long for it to come on, so let's bring you on and start talking about what we can expect for the holiday season. So welcome, my friend.
Well, thank you, Sue, once again, for having me. I'm very honored to be on your show again, and yes,
I just love you.
Let's get into it, yeah.
I think what we have to do is start off with telling everybody first, you've had quite the journey. You and I have been through a lot in our life. Yours is similar to mine, how you went from energetic burnout to wellness. So can you briefly tell our listeners what you went through and what brought you where you are now?
Wow. Well, let's put that in a nutshell. Well, certainly I spent a number of years working in the school board as a child and family counselor, and I was running fast and dodging chairs and, you know, giving from my heart in a way that was huge, but not necessarily with great boundaries. So energetically, as an empath, I put myself in other people's shoes, and so it made me a very good counselor, and certainly, I knew what people needed, what the kids needed, when to push them, when not. Uh-huh. But in it all, I got really, got caught up in this energetic heaviness because I didn't really realize that I was taking on other people's stuff in a way that was contributing to my emotional and physical illness.
Uh-huh.
And so that, and just reading people in a way that wasn't really practicing boundaries. Like I, when I first started reading people, I would hold their hand and get into their physical, emotional, and spiritual state. So I would walk around for days with their headache or their depression. And I just thought that was a normal thing because that's what my family sort of modeled as they were psychics too. And so a combination of many things led me to what I called burnout, energetic burnout.
Uh-huh.
And it's where I started my journey to wellness. And so learning some very important new ways of operating were contributed to my wellness. And it took me about 10 years to get from a place of being diagnosed with fibromyalgia to having very few symptoms whatsoever now because I'm practicing this more balanced, energetic, it's called, you know, good energetic hygiene, really.
Good. Bonnie, can I get you to hold that thought? We have to go to a commercial, and then when we come back, can I get you to share what you did?
Certainly.
Sounds good. Folks, we're going to just take a quick break. Bonnie has got so much to share, so stay tuned, and we're going to be right back after these short messages.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
TalkRadio.com.
Transformationtalkradio.com.
talkradio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We have my very special friend here today, and my guest is Bonnie Christina Ross. I'm so thrilled when I bring Bonnie on the show because she has so many tips and techniques to share with you, and it's really, she really has great information to share and make us aware of why we feel the way we do. Now, Bonnie, before the break, we were talking about, you know, your journey, what you went through, and then you became aware and you got your health. So let's take it from there. And sure. Share how you got your health.
All right. Okay. Well, it is a process, and anyone you would know personally all too well that there's a process. This is, you know, something that takes time and energy to get well, because I know mm-hmm. you've had your own physical challenges that bring you to a place of balance now.
It's a lot.
For me, I had to start by looking at how I was giving away my energy. And I had to do some real emotional house cleaning. And so it meant leaving a marriage. It meant putting boundaries around very needy, dysfunctional family members. It meant changing my career and grabbing onto my passion of working in my own business now and being of service in a way that was more on my terms without the unmanageable caseloads and such. So That sort of emotional house cleaning was huge. And then the energetic work that I did around learning some really basic skills that are really crucial around us energetic beings. You know, us humans, we have this energetic field around us, and this field can certainly collect a lot of negative debris. And so learning how to cloak myself so that I can create with my intention this amazing barrier that with my intention, when I work with people or when I was with my family where they were very needy, a lot of the energy would just bounce right off of the shield that I would wear with my intention. So it sounds kind of fluffy, but it is an incredibly powerful strategy in working with difficult people. And so learning how to ground, I certainly learned how to play and get passionate about my life. I don't really like physical exercise, but I figured it out.
I'm going to honor on that, folks.
No kidding. And so you have to figure out a way to make it work. And so for me, it was getting into the pool and walking my dogs. And it, you know, it seems so basic, but if we're not moving physically, we're not moving that energy in a good way, and we need to keep energy flowing. And it's a great way to combat stress as well, and certainly that was a huge piece What else?
Well, remember how you were sharing with me when I, and listeners, I've shared with you in the past, I was married once. Well, my first marriage, I'm happily married now. But with my first marriage, I had a lot of challenges with my ex and going through the divorce. And I can tell you, Bonnie, how many times did you tell me, get in the bathtub or get in the shower?
Right.
You know, that's another piece that maybe you want to share that
with everybody. Certainly. Well, it's just, you know, when we get in the tub, we're pretty contained in that small space. But water, when you add water to that sort of, now I have to sit still and uh-huh. be, which uh-huh. is something you don't do very well. And
Marcus,
so,
it's okay.
in a nice way, I can say that you're like the ever ready bunny. And so when we put you in the tub, you're forced to be still. And the water is very grounding. Yes.
I thought you were putting in there for me to cleanse my energy, but it's just...
Yes, that's the second piece.
Oh.
The first piece was the motivation to get you to be still, right? And, you know, we're all doers, and being is much more difficult for us. And so when you get in the water, water is an element that is extremely grounding, and it relaxes you. And so those two elements of just being still in the water... So I'm getting you in there. And then, of course, I asked you to, you know, light a candle, maybe play some nice music. And so you're getting out of your head and into your body. And so it really is a meditative practice that I
It did really
into.
Help, too. As you know, Bonnie, I would phone you and say, okay, I got in the darn tub, now will you let up? You know, it did really work. So maybe could you do that with Chris, my producer, then? Tell him to get in the tub and slow down.
I could.
I hope
Sounds good to me.
And so you could throw a lot of things into the tub, too. I mean, you can get Epsom salts that would help to draw out the toxins. Mm-hmm. There are things you can do when you're ready to finish in the tub. You can stay in the tub, pull the plug out, and feel the water as it lowers and sort of leaves the tub. Mm-hmm. And imagine again with your intention all the negativity and stress, whether it's the physical pain that you're releasing or if it's emotional worries that are sitting with you, if you can, again, this is about using your intention to allow the water to take all of that stuff down the drain. And it feels so beautiful, and there's a real release that you can get into as you, again, set your mind to releasing any of those negative things that are winding you up.
Now, Bonnie, we're talking about intentions, and you know me, I put my intentions out. I do a lot of visualizing. I do a lot of asking my angels for guidance, as you know. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got people listening, and they have got to get together for the Christmas season with relatives they just don't like, or maybe they're really negative. Share what you suggest for them, and then I'll share a story what was a secret that worked for me.
Great. Well, you know, as this time can be very stressful, and I really like the way, Chris, you were talking about how we've forgotten what it's all about. And so, again, with this intention of let's get together with the family and set an intention to not get hooked into the button pushers, the draining relatives, the game players, the ones that can trigger us to feeling like we're about 12 years old again. I mean, these are all things you can anticipate as you get ready to go to family gatherings. So, you know, just anticipating what the possible button pushers, you know, the triggers might be in some more difficult family settings is enough for you to decide that, well, I'm just not going to go there. And then secondly, don't set yourself up by spending hours and hours and hours of time with people that you know are going to eventually trigger you into a low vibrational emotional place. And so, you know, set it ahead of time. Say, well, I only have 2 hours or whatever it is, 3 hours, and really go and enjoy yourself, and then take yourself out of that situation before it starts to spiral down, if you think that that's like a pattern that goes on with family.
Now, can I share a story, a little secret, that little tip that we do here in the London house? Uh-huh. We don't want people to come over. family, to be specific. We in our family, we have one family member who's a heavy smoker. And as you know, and listeners, I'm highly allergic to smoke, that I've actually had to have surgery on my eyes because they swell up shut if I'm around it. And this one family member, she didn't respect that. And you came and smoke on our driveway. That's how allergic I am. And so she'd come over and she wouldn't respect that. And she would come in our house and she'd light up a cigarette during the dinner. And this was a family member of my husband's. And I'd say, you know what? She's not invited. And it would cause some friction, you know, in the beginning of our relationship. And he wasn't at a place of understanding in the beginning, where he's totally on board now with all of this stuff. And so I had a phone call from a friend, and they said, just surround your house with a protection, surround your house with a bubble. And then, and again, see, I'm putting the intention out. I'm putting, visualizing this bubble of protection around our house. And I put the intention out that only people of good and kindness and love would come to our home. And I asked the two angels be over our front door, and that they pour love and good intentions on everybody that came in. And what was interesting, this girl had phoned me the morning before this family member was supposed to come over for the dinner that day. And I did that. And within an hour of doing this technique, we got a phone call from this family member, said something came up that she could not come to this dinner. And it's been 10 years. She's never been back. And so there's an example of how powerful intentions and, you know, protecting your home, asking your angels and visualizing can be.
Yeah, it's a beautiful example, Sue. Mm-hmm. I love that, having the angels out, mm-hmm. you know, just only inviting in the positive. So it is, you know, you're right. Our thoughts have an energy frequency, and uh-huh. What we focus on expands. So if we focus on, oh, this is going to be a disastrous Christmas dinner, and, yeah. you know, Uncle Jack's going to get drunk again, and blah, blah, and it's, you know, then that's what you bring in. So mm-hmm. beautiful. Those are all anticipating anticipating a good, peaceful gathering, and, you know, like shining a light, a beautiful path for only the helpful ones to come yeah. on into your house.
And that's all that comes into our home. Like it has never changed. Like it's always stayed like that. And folks, do you notice how I didn't have to get into conflict? I didn't upset myself. And mm-hmm. I mean, my husband and I had words of, I think you're pretty weird, Sue. And I don't know about this, but he understands now. And actually, Bonnie has been quite a teacher for Ross as well. So, I have to thank you for helping him with all that you do with him, Bonnie. He's quite your little student there, isn't he?
You know, he's wonderful, but it's a good example, Sue. You know, like mm-hmm. people can be on the spiritual path like you and I, and we practice yeah. these skills every day, mm-hmm. and our partners can often be less evolved, I would say, with all due respect. Mm-hmm. But it is lovely when they come along, and mm-hmm. He's lovely. Ross is very receptive, and you can see it. This yes. is what I love about my job, is that yeah. you get to see people grow and expand with their own vibration, as we're talking about energy, mm-hmm. and how far he's come on yeah. many fronts.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Bonnie, we have to take another break. Mm-hmm. Folks, when we come back, you're going to see firsthand how Bonnie does psychic readings, because she's going to do a reading on my producer, Chris, and myself. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Radio with Sue London. I have Bonnie Christina Ross here, and we're talking about coping with the holiday season energies. Now, right now, I want you to experience Bonnie in action while she's going to do some readings on my producer, Chris, and myself. Unfortunately, folks, this show's pre-recorded, so you're unable to call in for a reading, but I really, really encourage you to check to connect with Bonnie and have your personal reading done over the phone after the show. And you can do that through BonnieRoss.com. So, Bonnie, I'm going to let you get right into it, and you can start reading Chris. How's that sound? I'll just sit back and be quiet.
Sounds great, Sue. Thank you. Okay. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bonnie?
I'm good. I'm just going to check in with your energy, and it's helpful if I know your birthday.
My birth date is April, Friday the 13th, 1973.
Nice. Good. Lucky. Good. Okay. And so one of the things I can do, Chris, is I can give you a message or you can ask me a question. So how would you like to do this?
Would you like me to ask you a question? I guess I could ask you a question.
You could ask me a question, and I could.
Sure.
Yes, great.
All right, I guess my question would be probably, I'm going to get a little cliche here because I guess everybody would ask this question, but where am I going to be in business 5 years from now?
Wow. Okay. Good. One of the things I'm seeing here is that there's definite growing in leaps and bounds. And I'm getting that you have a vision here of a much bigger platform in five. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're on, are you on a hill? Are you situated on a hill somewhere now?
Well, I'm up a lot of stairs, as Sue can attest to.
Your home is also on a hill too, right, Chris?
The home is, yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
We drove down
the
hill and I pointed it out.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I'm trying to decipher whether this is that you're moving up on a higher hill or whether this is more of a figurative up onto a higher platform. And so my sense is that there is more for you to do outside of the station in 5 years. Along with, there's, you know, it feels like two irons in the fire, but this bigger platform would have you supervising many more in a station that's bigger. Did you have that as a vision?
I do have a vision of having a bigger radio station someday, and I don't want to say creating a radio empire because I think, you know, I like to think in terms of being limitless, but at the same time, I like the idea of having a bigger radio station or a couple of more stations.
Yes. I believe that you will, there are at least two coming in. So you in 5 years, I see certainly a two different places to hang your hat. And the bigger one would be about having other DJs with some kind of training involved as well, that you would be a teacher around this piece, modeling your work as a producer, engineer, that kind of shift. And there is some more, there's a link also to television, and I'm not sure if you've thought about how your radio show could be somehow linked to a television show for a short portion of that. Have you had that connection yet?
Well, not exactly the way you're saying it, but yes, there is definitely a desire for television. In my mentor, who just celebrated his birthday on Monday, I say mentor, I have many mentors, but my television idol, I should say, Bob Barker, it was his 88th birthday on Monday, and I have always dreamed about hosting a game show.
Lovely.
And I mean like an old-fashioned type of game show like that. I'm not talking about some of these reality shows that are on now. I'm talking, you know, good old-fashioned game show.
Mm-hmm. And so keep your visions clear around this because there are some links that are coming in around television for you. Lots of big transitions for you in the next 2 years as well. It feels like within this next year coming, I believe that there are some closing of doors so that new ones can open. So it could be one particular relationship here that is more under a microscope for you to work out. And it can work out. Does it make sense that you're sort of taking inventory around a close relationship right now and trying to work things out for the better?
Yes, I think that's going on with at least one. I would say at least a couple. So you're absolutely mm-hmm. right about that.
Yeah, and so I'm excited about you moving into next year. There's certainly, when I scan your physical body, I'm not sure, do you have your gallbladder?
Yes, I do.
You do. Have you had any have you talked to your doctor about your gallbladder at all? Has that ever been a focus?
No, I have not. I am overweight, but I've never talked to him about my gallbladder.
Okay. And so I'm getting in there. There's some things in here around that physical piece that sits, like maybe, I don't know if you get a twisting sort of pain over there in the gallbladder area, some uncomfortability. There's also a little bit of, there's a high sugar level here going on. I see a big pile of white sugar behind you to clear out. And so get your blood work done and check that out, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so you do, you're very blessed, though I believe there's a warrior energy that's coming in for you to take a look. And around health stuff. And so you've been on and off of this idea of physical exercise, and it's been hard for you to stay consistent. Does that make sense?
Well, I've been more off than on. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So you've got to get back on that. And so I'm just going to ask you to watch your knees, right? Your knee, you have a creaky knee?
You know, I haven't even noticed, but now that you mention it, I think there's something going on there. I notice in all seriousness, we have a lot of stairs going up to our house, and I feel something funny going on when I'm walking down them, when I'm not walking up, when I'm walking down them in the morning.
Yeah. So just being careful as you do the stairs, or, you know, when you're getting back into exercise, you might want to wear a knee brace, you know, just wrap it with a tensor to give it a little extra support. I just feel a little weakness there around that, and it's for you to you know, get on the weight loss and you'll feel so much better. I'm not worried about the knee, but it is also symbolizing maybe a little bit of fear around moving forward.
Yes, there's definitely that. That's always been there.
Yep. And so as you hook into the fear of what it is that keeps you where you are, and rather than progressing quickly or more quickly, you can address that, go in there to that fear,
there's a couple of fears there. One fear that I can mention on the radio here is that I worry about hurting some people with moving ahead, because I feel as though in order to do that, I think that there are certain people who would like me to stay where I am.
Yes. Beautiful. And so that's when you said that, that is the absolute truth. And in life, you know, sometimes we have to, you have a very big heart, and there's no question that you are very nice, and sometimes a little bit too nice around things at the detriment of your own progression. And so it is time for you to feel the fear and do it anyways, and know that you are ready, right? It is a bit of an excuse too, to not necessarily step way out there and take the risk, because it's comfortable right now, although you're itching to, you know, move it on. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. Thank you very much, Bonnie.
Good.
Bonnie, I hate to stop you there. We have to go to a commercial break.
All right.
Folks, as you can see, Bonnie is a very, very gifted girl, and I'm so honored to share her with you today. You can book your reading, your personal reading. Bonnie does do them over the phone, so wherever you are in the world, you can connect with Bonnie through her website, bonnieross.com. That's BONNIERoss.com. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more right after this break.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time?
Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
On Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My special guest today is Bonnie Christina Ross. Now, you've been hearing Bonnie do a reading on my producer, Chris, and as you will see, as Chris confirmed, everything that Bonnie said was right on, and I have had Bonnie read me many times, and she is a very gifted lady. So I really encourage you, if you're going to have a reading, have it with Bonnie. You can have it done over the phone at wherever you are in the world. So just contact her through her website, BonnieRoss.com. And we've been talking about energy management and, you know, clearing your energy. Bonnie has a fantastic CD, and you can also purchase that through her website. Now, Bonnie, let's take a minute, talk about your CD so everyone knows what, you know, is it's all about. And then I want to talk about 2012, what we all can expect. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Sue. Thank you. Well, my CD is called Journey to Your Divine Light Within. And I created the CD to teach people how to work with essential energies of the earth, universal life force energy, and human energy, your chakras. So it's really important to be aware of and learn how to manage these energies, because it can clear a way for a sense of presence and anchoring to your intuitive higher self. So the music that my husband and I created helps you to go into this very deep state of relaxation, and it brings the chakras, musical notes and elemental sounds into balance and open you up. So it's a lovely way, it's a great tool to get in, because I believe that answers to life's questions live right inside of us. And so when you have the courage to take the journey, you can reclaim your innate ability as the spiritual being that you are. Mm-hmm. So yes, you can get it on my website, and I'll send it out to you.
And I have to tell everybody, you know, there's been times as aware that I am, that I might take something on. For example, when my dog Willie had a stroke, I am the biggest person lover of animals and dogs. And when Willie had a stroke, I said, Willie, I wish I could take that from you. Be careful what you say, folks, because I took the dog's stroke on. Literally had the droopy eye and one side of me dragging, and all because I was just wanting to take it so he would not feel that. I did Reiki on him. I had to have a clearing, and the dog now, he's fine. This happened a couple of years ago, and he was the greatest teacher to teach me, be careful what you wish for, you know? But things like these situations, I would put on Bonnie's CD, and it would just clear my energy, just so fantastic, and energize me again. So anyone who's sensitive or anybody who wants to grow spiritually, you need to get this CD. Bonnie, let's talk about 2012. A lot of people are freaked out by it, but you know, you and I know different. So let's put everyone at ease, can we?
Certainly. Well, there is a freaking out that is definitely going on, and when you think about energy on a larger scale, I'm not an expert in all this stuff, but I can't get enough reading on the solar flares and Mercury in retrograde and the lunar eclipse, ascension energies. And, you know, we're getting really flooded by a lot of information and literally of chaotic energy that can throw us off, even us more aware, spiritually grounded people can certainly, as we're open, feel a lot of this stuff. Uh-huh. And so it does kind of, you know, if you're off balance and you're sort of in the mud, I call it in the muck of your emotional stuff and really stuck in heavier vibrational emotions and ego-based stuff, your vibration is lower, is weaker, and you are going to be sort of tossed to and fro by, like I said, these energies that are directly affecting us. For example, we have solar flares or solar storms that have been sending off influxes of this photonic energy. And believe it or not, there's a direct connection to these solar flares and our biological bodies as humans. And on a larger scale, it affects the world and creates storms and volcanoes and windstorms and earthquakes. All of this stuff is happening on a larger scale, so we're getting affected as humans. And so some of the things that people are complaining about, as all of this stuff comes in, we have sleepless nights, nausea, pain, dizziness, sometimes surges of energy that can make you feel euphoric and then sort of down in the dumps all within the same day, like really interesting mood swings, buzzing in the ears, all kinds of stuff going on.
Let me ask, can I ask you something? Because as you and I have been talking every day about all this stuff. I mean, I went through this cleaning spurt, like, oh my God, my cleaning lady comes tomorrow and I'm vacuuming and dusting before she comes because I couldn't clean enough. And, you know, headaches and I'm feeling nauseous. And what you're saying, for others who are feeling this, can we protect our energy like we would put a cloak around us? Or is this just get used to the new energy shifting?
There's certainly cloaking is really important, right? It's being aware of how you're balancing this need to be in extreme self-care, right? You need to find meditative time, right? So that's why I send people to the tub because they're contained there and they're forced to relax. But you need to be just very aware of how you're feeling and step out of it into more meditative practices. But it is sending people into this spontaneous sort of release of old patterns. So I'm not surprised that you're cleaning up. You've been nesting for quite a while, and I love it. And you're clearing out for big shifts. And, this conscious level and even unconsciously, you're cleaning. And you're throwing and you're purging. And this is the energy that's coming in. It's a purging energy. We need to lose all that ego heaviness so that we can get on to 2012 where we're focused, you know, we're purging so we can really get to awaken our soul's purpose.
Now, we're so much almost out of time here. And I just wanted to point one thing out. I have talked to so many people that are going Christmas shopping and they're feeling depressed, they're feeling down. I know for myself, I'm sensitive to energy. I can't go to stores now because I pick up on everyone's stuff. I was driving in the car the other day and just driving by the mall, I was feeling the stuff of the shoppers. You know, some were out of work, some where is the money going to come from, you know, feeling down. I don't go to malls this time of the year. My shopping is done, wrapped, and under the tree. I just wanted to say that because there's other people feeling that, and it's not you personally, but you're feeling the other stuff. So my suggestion is protect your energy. Anything else you want to add to that in the next 20 seconds, Bonnie?
Certainly. Well, just, you know, set your intention there that you're not going to take it on, right? The mind is extremely positive. 80% of our thoughts are negative. We need to change the channel here and be very positive in all of this. You know, intend not to take it on because it's all around us, for sure.
Absolutely. Folks, we have had such a great show. It went so fast today. Bonnie has her own radio show, Thursdays, blogtalkradio.com/Bonnie Ross. Thursdays at 11, isn't it, Bonnie?
Yes.
11 Eastern Standard Time. You can connect with Bonnie Christina Ross at her website, BonnieRoss.com. Bonnie, I love you as always, my friend. You're such a special gift in my life and in my heart. Thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you so much, Sue.
Folks, I hope that something that you've heard from Bonnie, myself, or Chris, that we've helped you to cope through these holiday season. Enjoy the precious moments that you have. I want to thank my guest, Bonnie Christina Ross, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Now, next week on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is Joyce Hansen, and we're going to be talking about enjoying the holiday season with your spirit companions. On behalf of my guest, Bonnie Christina Ross, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.